Okay, so we're in Tosis, right? So Tosis says that if you go to Galus, the Levium kills, right? So he has two options. You could either go to a different Ir Levium, right? Or you could go within his ear at a different Shkuna, right? So he says, which one is it? So he says, no, because there's a different. Like, why would a guy ever go to a different one?
That's the last
Tosis. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he says, no, because there's a difference. Is that if he goes to Galus in his shchuna, he's going to be locked down to that shchuna. But if he goes to a different year, he could go all around the whole year. Right? So we want to explain that. And then let's look at Tosis in Tzvachim, because it's a parallel Tosis, and it's a little different. So this is in Tzvachim Kuf Yud Zayin. Does it reference it here? No. Yeah, it does. Okay, year. So it says like this. It says, Yir shekol toso kvar. Okay, that's that limit. So it says, Ikra krab rotzeach sharik bi'ir meklato. Yitshravayihu tenenu m'seach me'makos. It has both of them in me'makos. Harag bo'oso yir, gol m'shkuno shkuno. V'levi gol m'ir l'ir. Okay. So basically it says that a levi is gola to another city. He says, V'shema hainu l'chachila. The Ben Levi go to Meir Leir. L'chachila, Levi should go Meir Leir. Av l'diavet ha'amrinan dim go l'soch palcho, palcho kolto. Right? That's v'diavet, it works even if he goes within the city. Umi shama, they say, maybe. Umi plach l'plach ha'in Meir Leir. So plach l'plach is the same thing as Meir Leir. Im go l'soch palcho, he go on mishkuna shkuna, it means he goes shkuna shkuna. V'chein ma'ashim perish kuntros. So that's his first pshat. First pshat is that l'chachila, because you have a little bit of a problem. The problem is on the one hand it says, right, on the one hand it says that he should go to another year. On the other hand it says he could do his own. So his first pshat is maybe it's l'chachila v'diavad. Inami gam l'chachila in zachuk latzis min a year. No, even l'chachila, there's no reason, there's no preference whatsoever. Right, so then what's the, so just say, go in shkuna shkuna. He says, "V'had the gol yaracheres." So then, why would a guy ever go to another city? K'day lahalech kula ubitchuma. It will be this way. He could go the entire city and its boundaries, its borders. Right? It's border. The tchum is like the vicinity outside of the city. The ibeiro, because if he's going in his ear mishchuna shchuna, im chozer leshchunaso ki yatsa chutzotchum. So then if he goes back to his original place, then it's as if he went outside of the Tchum. Right? So he's saying is that this is similar to our Tosfos, but a little bit different. Because our Tosfos says that if you go with Mishkun Shkun in your ear, then you are stuck in the shchuna which you go to. But this Tosa seems to be saying, no, you're not stuck in the shchuna which you go to, you just can't go back to your original year, the original shchuna. Right? So I guess we have to explain both of those Tosas, right? In Boshitos and Tosas. What's the logic to say that you have to, in shchuna, you have to stay in that shchuna? And then what's the logic to say, in shchuna, you could go everywhere, just not back to the original shchuna? Right, that's the problem, exactly. He said, ordinarily, if you go to Ari Miklat, you can go anywhere you want in the Ari Miklat. But here, if you kill in the Ari Miklat, and now your gullus is from one shchuna of the Ari Miklat to the other shchuna, now you have a lockdown to that shchuna which you go to, according to our Tosis. And then the Tosis in Zvachim, you don't have a lockdown to that shchuna, but you can't go back to the original shchuna. But why should it be different than ordinary guys go to Ari Miklat? He has the whole city. But here, you're saying is no, he doesn't have the whole city. He has to stay in this shchuna, or he can't go to his original shchuna. What's the why? Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. So like Jay's saying, and if I was defining clearer, is that the idea of galus means you're exiling yourself, and you're going and staying somewhere. That's the idea of galus, right? So normally you leave where you are and you go to Ari Mikla, and you have to stay in Ari Mikla. Now here, what's your galus? So your galus is, right, you're started in the Ari Miklat and you ended in the Ari Miklat. What's the galus? Because the galus is that you're relegating yourself to a shchuna. Right? So now you can't leave that shechina, then you're not really doing gola, then basically you're just free. You're just, right? You're just wandering all over the place. That's not golos. Like, the whole idea of golos is that you're exiled. Exiling means that you're going somewhere and staying there, not leaving there. That's the nature of what golos is. So therefore, if you're here, you can't say I'm going to be gola to the ear because you're already in the ear. So you have to be gola to the shechina. So that's your golos. So that's your golos. You can't leave that shechina. That's our tosfos. Matt, we good? Okay. So now the question is our tosfos. I'm sorry, tosfos and zvachim. Tosfos and zvachim seems to learn differently, right? Because he says that if you go within your shechina, within that ear, then you just can't go back to the original. To the original shechina, right? But it seems like he's saying you could go everywhere else, you just can't go back to the original shechina. So what's the svar for that? Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking like this, and this is, I think, largely Rabbi Shimon's svar. But the question is, what's the essence of galus in general? Is it the fact that you're going somewhere and staying there? Like jail or that kind of thing, you're going to a place and you're locking yourself into that place. Or is the essence of galus that you're leaving your home? Okay, it's not really about that you're going and staying somewhere. The point of galus means that you're being exiled. What do you think? What does it mean to be exiled? It means you leave your society behind, you leave your world behind. Now, in general, you definitely have to stay in Ari Miklat and you can't leave. But is that because that's part and parcel of what galus means, is to stay somewhere, to lock yourself in somewhere? Or do you say, no, really, insofar as galus would be enough to leave your home, but that's just because your destination has to be Ari Miklat, as we said yesterday, is a kivi Ari Miklat to Yeshev. So it's not intrinsically really to be gola if you just left your town. But the galus has a kiyum of kivi Ari Miklat to Yeshev. But here you have the kivi Ari Miklat to Yeshev. So that you have because you're already in Ari Miklat. So now the only thing is you have to be gola. Gola means leave. So you have to leave your place behind. You can't go back there, otherwise you're not gola. But the essence of the golos is accomplished when you leave that place. And you have kivi Ari Yeshev because you're in the Ari Miklat. But the other one learns, no, that part of the essence of golos means that you're locking yourself into a local region. So that's when you go to Ari Miklat, you have to stay in Ari Miklat because that's what golos is.
Whether it's two requirements or one.
The question is there's two components. There's the din of galus, the maisa being gola, and then there's the din of keeping the miklat to yeshev, that the galus has to end up in our miklat. But now, what does it mean, the maisa of galus? The maisa of galus just mean abandoning your home, leaving your home, leaving your shchuna, leaving your whatever. So then that's all you really need. Now you have to end up in our miklat, but now so you leave your shchuna and you don't go back. That's abandoning your shchuna. That's abandoning your home, that's galus. Or do you say part of the maisa galus isn't just that you're leaving your home, but is that you're leaving your home and you're going to an exile, to a place, to somewhere else, and you're staying there. You're not just a traveler, but you're going to a specific place. Now, that happens to be, that place has to be Ari Miklat, because it exists because of Kiva Miklat to Yeshev. But essentially, if you don't lock yourself down to a specific place, that's not galus. So therefore, in this case, you're going to have to go to another shechuna and stay there. Yeah, okay. The next question is like this. The next question is L'chachila, should the Levi go to a different city? Right? Tosfos and Zvachim entertains a possibility. Because the problem is like it says two halachas. It says he should go Me'ilir, and then it says if he goes to his plach, it works. So the question we need is, what's the two things? Just say go to a new plach. So the first one way to learn is no, because to go into a plach, he's locked down, and going to the early year, he's not locked down. But the other possibility in Tosfos is no, the two halachos are l'chachila m'di'avad. L'chachila, he should go to a different city. But b'di'avad, if he stays in his city, that also works as long as he's, you know, as long as he goes to a different shchuna. But then the question is what kind of thing is l'chachila m'di'avad? I mean, how does that make any sense? I mean, well, he has to go to Galus, and that's it, and he's called by going to Galus. So where's there room to say L'chil M'di'evet? Either it's Galus or it's not Galus. Is it like a Kachim here or something? It's like a... Tosus and Zvachim says, V'shema, it says, V'levi gola me'ir le'ir. V'shema hainu l'chachila, the ben levi gola meir l'ir, aval di'eved ha'amrinan dim gola l'soch palchal kolta.
Would it be a miracle? just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, right. And so it's funny. I mean, the Eved, if he doesn't want to. So, like, what kind of thing is that? I mean, what's... whatever. Does it work or does it not work? Is he get his kapara? Is he have his protected? Is, and what's... What does that mean with the Eved? Yeah, what is... what's... Just as an aside. So... So the word I see Tosa says on in Kufi in Zvachim, it's Kufi Zion. So the word Pelach, Pelka, so he says, Kaf de Gusha ben Echemya, Kimo Nesach Nisko. So Nesach is a Chaf, but when you say Nisko, it becomes a, it goes from a Chaf to a Kaf. It's de Gusha, it has a Dagesh in it. So he's saying Pelach is Pilko. When you make it in Pilka, he says, and it's in Nechemiah Gimel. So sure enough, the word Pelech is a lot in this parak Nechemiah Gimel, and Pelech means a district. At least that's what the English here translates it. And it has the word, it's in Nechemiah Gimel. Where'd it go here? Oh yeah. Sarachatzi Pelech Kiliya LePilko. So it's, first of all, it's Pelech, it's not Plach, it's Pelech, that's what Isaac said yesterday. And then it says Lepilko, for his district. Pilko. Oh, it's funny, there's Rashi on that, Pilko. Pilko, Kav Tegusha, Kasha Yomar Min Melech Malko, Min Eved Avdo. Okay, I guess there's a Dagesh in the Dalet of Eved. Kain Yomar Min Pelech Palko. She'us Achrono Shoshim Dover Me'osios Beged Kefas, the last letter of his bag of kefas, becomes Pilko, the gushos. So apparently when you have a bag of kefas, it's Balat, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Chaf, Pei, Saf, the last word, letter of the word, and you make it O, then it becomes the Ketzadagish. So it's Pilko. Okay? I never saw Tosos do anything like that before. What? Rashi, this is Rashi and Nechemya, though.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but Rashi on, like, on, yeah, Rashi on the Navi does things like that. I just never saw Tosus on the Gemara do anything like that. You know, he's just telling you how to pronounce the word, and it's in the Gemara. It's funny, because that's what we didn't know how to pronounce it yesterday. So, there you go. Okay. So, maybe the idea is like this. Is that... This is a little bit of a chiddush, but... What's the Lech Achila? How is there room for a Lech Achila? Either Golas works or it doesn't work. But maybe the idea is that Golas is a Mechaper. Right? It's a mechaper for a guy who's a chotai, and he needs kapara, tshuva. So maybe he holds that in terms of, like, there's the technicality of galus, is the shame galus or not, but he holds that the kiyam of galus is a kiyam in galus, which is the kapara of the person. The galus, like you see, for instance, Ram has darkei tshuva, a person's gola, right? He's gola mkoma. So maybe he holds, Tosus is saying, perhaps, in terms of the kapara aspect, it's lacking if you just go to another neighborhood within your same city. Because even though, technically speaking, it's a shame galus, because you're going from one, you know, from one shkuna to another, but it's not a very good galus. You know, halachically, look, you say you were living in that shkuna, now you live in another shkuna. But in terms of the experience of galus, it's lacking. You go to a new city, you're really exiling. You're really leaving everything behind. It's a whole new life. It's a whole new, you know. Here, technically speaking, it's a shame galus because you are leaving one neighborhood and going to another one. But you're very close by. You still have the same, you know, your world is very much the same. In terms of the experience, it's better. So that's just as a chachila, you should go the other one. In terms of the kapara, the gavra, and you know, the effect that it will have on your tshuva and the desired effect of the Torah, it's really, you should go, you should do that. So that's the mitzvah, is to do that. But if you want to know, does it have a shame galus, and will it work, and will it halachically be a mechaper, yeah, it will work anyways. It does work because it does have a shame galus. But the chachila, that's not the way to accomplish the mitzvah, is to do it better, to really try, you know, go for the fuller galus. Right, so I guess the regular guy doesn't have a choice. The guy who kills in Nair Mikla. Right, he doesn't have a choice. But the Ben Levi does have a choice. So since you see it works, it does work, it does have a Shengalas. Can't say it has a Shengalas by him and not by him. But it's saying in terms of the mitzvah Shengalas of Kapara, you know, that framework, so then it's better to go the other way. So that's what he's saying, Shema. Maybe that's why he's saying the Mishnah. He doesn't explain why the Mishnah says he should be going to Eliyahu if in the fact they both work. So he's saying maybe that's better Kiyum. It's better in that regard. But he's not sure. Alrighty, what? Okay, so the Rambam is very difficult. This is a puzzling Rambam. He says, so again, the problem is the Gemara says, what's the stira or the potential stiras? On the one hand, the Gemara says that a Levi has to get his gola meir liyar. On the other hand, it says he's gola in within his ear. Right, so which one is it? So he says, Ratzeach, shahar gvishkaga b'yir miklat gola b'mishkin l'shchuna. V'inu yotzim in a year. So regular Ratzeach goes mishkin l'shchuna. You can't leave the city. Ben Levi shaharag b'medina so. Ben Levi who kills in his city, go to the medina cheras me'er alavim. He'll go to different alavim, right? If he shakul and kaltos, k'mosh his bar. Right, so it sounds like he has to.
Yeah.
V'im harag chutz me'ar alavim. But if he kills outside of the alavim, ubarach le'iro. And he runs to his city, Harizeh Kolto. Then it's Kolto.
If he kills in his city, then what happens?
He has to go to a different city.
But if he kills outside his city, he can go to his city.
Right. Now, let me ask you one question. Does it mean he has to go to a different shchuna in his city? Yeah. So I don't think, you don't have to read it this way, but I don't think, and I'll defend it, but I don't think he means your mama should just go home. You kill outside of the RV on vacation, let's say, in, Shevet Levi, the Reuven's portion. You kill there, and you just go back home, and you move home, and that's your galus. Right? It sounds crazy to me. What kind of galus is that? So I don't think he means that. I think he means you go to your ear, and you do the plan of a regular guy who goes in his ear, which is shchuna shchuna.
Right.
But he holds that you can't make use of the shchuna shchuna option. Because if you kill in the Orei Levium, you can't do Shchuna Shchuna. Then you have to go to a different year. But if you kill outside, then Ubarach Le'iro Harizeh Kolto. It will be Kol at you. But it doesn't mean you don't have to do Shchuna Shchuna. He's saying is the Levi doesn't have the ordinary option when he kills in his city. But if he kills out of his city, then he does.
Makes sense.
Right? Yes. Yeah, he could also go to another ear. But he's saying is if he kills outside. But it's saying he could go to his ear. I'm saying if he goes to his ear, then he just means he's no better than the other, than the Shlomo Shlomo guy. He just means, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's saying, it's like wherever you are where you kill, it's like as if, you could have thought of it this way. Wherever you kill, that's where you are, and then you go legalist anywhere. You pretend like that's where you live, exactly where you kill, and then you go and you go to your house. But you don't live where you are.
Right.
But the problem in the Rambam is that who cares where you kill? What's the difference where you kill? The point is that Bamla is your home, is your home. Now, could you do Shkona Shkona? Can you not do Shkona Shkona?
Right. Good question.
Okay. So let's leave this question for tomorrow. It's a puzzling Rambam. I mean, it's a big Kiddush.
Yeah.
Strange. Strange Rambam. And, right, who said, where do you see anywhere is that where you kill has anything to do with anything? Right? I don't know if anywhere else that matters. Right? And then, fine. And then the next thing I want to do is like this. It's kind of maybe related. The Mishnah, there's one thing in the Mishnah. It says, it's just a plain halacha. It's halacha in the Rambam, it's halacha in the Mishnah. It says, Keyotze Bo, similar to this. This is the next Mishnah. On the heels of this Ben Levi thing. Keyotze Bo, Rotzeach Shagol Liyar Miklato. So Rotzeach goes to Yer Miklat. V'ratu Anche Hiyar Lechabdo. And the people who live there want to give him kavod. Yomar Lahem, he should say to them, Rotzeach Ani, I'm a Rotzeach. Amru Lo Afal Pikein, if they say, yeah, it's okay, we know, we still want to give you kavod. We really need an honorary at the dinner.
Yeah.
Yikavo Mayhem, then he could accept it. Shenemar V'zed Devar HaRotzeach, this is the word of the Rotzeach. It's like what he just says, all he has to say to them. So first of all, what kind of halacha is it that he has to tell them? Well, it's a strange halacha altogether. And if you're going to tell me he's not allowed to get kavod, then who cares? Even if they say alfal pikein, you say sorry, I'm not allowed to.
Right.
As manavshach, could he get kavod or could he not get kavod? What kind of halacha is that he just says, I'm a rotzeach, and then that's it? It's a strange. The whole thing is strange halacha, but it's not consistent. Even if you want to say there's a halacha, he's not allowed to get kavod. Then why is he allowed to if he says it? Right.